It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
If you get confused when picking out makeup, you are not alone. David, I am often confused. Should I wear mineral makeup or regular foundation? What brushes should I use? So luckily, we have an amazing guest, Katrina Hess. She is Boston's most sought-after makeup artist, and she joins us now. Hello, Katrina. Welcome to Beauty Inside Out.
Hello, Lisa. Hello, David.
How you doing, Katrina? Thank you for joining us.
Sure.
Wait, Lisa just brought up a good question, but before we even jump to that, I'm going to go to another one real quick. Before we talk about individual types of makeup and all, but let's start with what are the key beauty tools that every woman should have in her arsenal? What tools can they not live without?
Well, that's an interesting question because the tool that I think that is the most important in starting your makeup and having the makeup the right color and tone is good light. So good light is very important for application. Some women and myself, I prefer the traditional lit-up mirror. And so that way you get a nice, even application.
Okay,
good makeup brushes are a must.
Well, let me ask you there. Let's talk about that for a minute because you say good light. Define mm-hmm. what good light is because, you know, when I get my hair cut sometimes, my hair looks totally different in their lighting versus when I get home, and it looks different
exactly.
in sunlight. So what type mm-hmm. lighting would you suggest somebody have in their home so they can be prepared for the day? Like is it a certain type of mirror with built-in lights or fluorescent lighting in my bathroom? What do you suggest?
Well, not fluorescent lighting. Natural light is the best. Is to be by a window, especially if you're going to be doing outdoor events and for a daytime look. Evening makeup, I like the makeup lights that go behind the mirror that or something that's on the side of the mirror, perhaps like a tube on the side of the mirror. That's going to create the light to bounce back onto the face rather than an overhead fluorescent, which is very flat.
Oh, that's interesting. And you mentioned a mirror. Now, I've stayed at hotels, and obviously, since I don't wear makeup, I may not have the right ones, but I've stayed at hotels where they have these magnifying mirrors, and wow, I mean, you see close up, it's like every pore is the size of an eyeball.
I don't like those.
Well, trust me, I didn't either. I didn't either, because it was noticing every flaw, and I thought maybe I should wear makeup. I got to do something. I'm getting old.
I get that question so often, and it's no, don't go there. It's magnifying. I know for a lot of women that need to see with the magnifying because of their vision, but if you could get by with doing with just a regular or maybe a 5X at the most, what happens is one applies too much makeup or over-tweezes. I mean, sometimes you just get carried away and trying to get every little imperfection and everything perfect, and it can be very aggravating and very time-consuming.
Okay, that makes sense. But let me ask you, you know, you're talking about being able to see close up and trying to hide things. And forgive me, I don't wear makeup, but a lot of women wear foundation. Is that something every woman should to hide these imperfections? Or how does someone know should they be wearing foundation or can they get away without it? What would you recommend?
Well, I find most women need a foundation of some type. Most women, you know, everybody wants a flawless, natural, healthy looking skin. And unfortunately, you know, all of us have gotten too much sun, hyperpigmentation, surface capillaries, acne scar. You need something to even this out just to create a very healthy, fresh look. Whether you're going for a smoky eye or a nude lip, it doesn't really matter. It just gives it an all-over even skin tone. It's just a well-groomed look to the skin. And it's a lot of younger women, too, that are going into the workforce need to have a more polished look. I have a lot of Harvard Business School students before going into the workforce or interview for internship, they'll come in and put together a very polished, finished look. And in all probability, it is some type of a foundation or BB cream, tinted moisturizer, just something to even out the skin tone.
You know, it's funny you mentioned tinted moisturizer, Katrina, because that's what I use, and I absolutely love it. I have a tinted moisturizer that I use that has a built-in sunscreen, and it gives me a really nice light finish because I'm big on the light. And as you get older, isn't it important to use less makeup so it doesn't settle into those creases and lines?
Absolutely. But there's ways around that too. What's important is to use the proper skincare under the foundation and the application technique has a lot to do with how heavy the product is being put on. So you know, there's a lot of variables to that. But less makeup as you get older, most definitely, but the right amount of makeup and the right product is the key.
Well, you hit on something. I don't think most of our listeners caught it, but you said something that just really resonated with me, the term BB cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you correctly. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Well, I'm impressed because, I mean, I first saw it over in Asia, which is where it originated many, many years ago. And in the U.S., they now, these BB creams are becoming a popular and every letter of the alphabet because everybody's trying to one-up the next. But describe to our listeners, what is a BB cream to you and when should they use a BB cream? And really, you know, tell us about them.
Well, it's an all-over. It's like three-in-one. Moisturizer, sunscreen, color, and primer. Primer, of course, would go under foundation, but it's all the products into one, and it's virtually for anybody. It gives a very sheer coverage, the products that I have tried. The wearability could be a little less than a regular foundation, but it's quick, convenient, it's all-in-one, and it's economical. So almost any gal on the go.
Definitely time-saving. And so do you recommend BB creams?
Sure. I like Bobbi Brown. I think Bobbi Brown is very has a nice variety of colors, and I find it hydrating, and it lasts a little bit longer than some of the other products I've tried.
Katrina, I'm really big into the very thick, full eyelash look. Now, I have really long eyelashes, but they're blonde, so you can't even see them. So with that mascara, I look very plain Jane. But I know a lot of people nowadays are into the eyelash extensions. Do those damage your existing lashes? And if you can tell us a little bit about that, that trend seems to be pretty big now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't believe it is very big. It's a number of years ago it started. I was first introduced to the lash extensions about... actually 8 years ago. And I don't do them. I just find myself personally any harsh glue close to the eye area is very, I'm very cautious in applying that with my clientele. However, I have I've seen some great results. I've seen bad results in application technique. More and more salons that are offering the service, I think you're getting more natural with the product in general, with the application.
Oh, that's good.
But
you're hitting on, you said natural, and I got to ask you, you know, you see makeup's been around for a long time, all different types, but a few years back you started seeing the trend towards mineral makeup. What is your feeling on this powder mineral makeup versus traditional makeup? Is it right for everybody? Is that just a trend, or what do you think?
Well, I think most definitely it's a trend, and it's a great product. I find that it gets a little too heavy with powder after powder after powder. I don't find it's good for older skin with fine lines or very untextured skin, large porous fine lines. It settles in too much. Even though there's products that you use in the mineral makeup that are primers for the mineral makeup, which are powder, I just find it's a little too heavy. I like the opportunity, and I think it's best to have a liquid foundation, something oil-free, lightweight, SPF included, and then you have the option of either opening up the product with a moisturizer to create, Lisa, a tinted moisturizer, or you could actually add an illuminator if you want to see a glowy finish, dewy finish. What's the trend now is a more glowy, natural look. So I don't see the mineral makeup, you know, staying as hot as it was.
Katrina, this has been so fantastic. If you can give us your website.
Sure, it's katrinahess.com.
Oh, terrific. Well, Katrina, it'd be great to have you back sometime and ask even more questions, but this has been so helpful. And I'm just going to stick to my mascara and my eyeliner. I will not go near those lash extensions. And it's been so great having you on. We really appreciate it. I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack, and this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.